Good morning. Are we on here? Are we on? Good morning. They're not awake. Well, we'll do what we can, I guess. We're glad that you are here this morning to worship with us. Pastor Derek is not here this morning, so I get to do the announcements. We do have a variety of details in your bulletin of things you'd probably like to make yourself aware of. Several are summer activities. We have the Camp Barnabas trip that'll be coming up the end of July, and you can talk to Pastor Derek about details for that. Also, mid-July, the Diamond Willow mission opportunity, details about that are in your offering as well. That's July 10th to 15th. And if you are participating in any kind of a summer missions trip or activity that you would like to request financial assistance with, there is an application for short-term missions funding through the church, and you can get that in the foyer, and you can turn that in to a missions committee member no later than May 8th, so just a couple weeks left to get that turned in. Next Sunday, we will be honoring our graduates, and you can see a list there in your bulletin of who the high school graduates are for this year. Also, if you have a college student who will be graduating this year, if you could get the details for that to April, you can see her email address there in the bulletin. We will include their information as well in our insert for our graduation Sunday. And then there at the bottom, reminder about the opportunity to be involved in helping with the fellowship time after the worship service. The Women's Outreach has put a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that as well. And I would like to get some folks who can sign up with that and be involved in helping in that opportunity. There on the back of your bulletin, you see an announcement about Vacation Bible School, which maybe seems like that's a ways off, but it's only about a month before VBS will start. So you can see some details there for this year's theme is Zoomerang, and that will be starting May 31st through June 3rd for students in ages age 4 through 6th grade, and there are registration forms for that in the foyer also if you would like to pick that up to register your student, or there's also a sign-up sheet if you would like to help in some way with Vacation Bible School. There is youth group tonight at 6, and there is young adult Bible study tomorrow that will be Pastor Derek and Kelly's home, and you can see the other details about upcoming events. Do we have any other announcements this morning? All right, our call to worship this morning then is in Psalm 73, verses 27 and 28. It says, "For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works."
The title of this morning's song is Heaven Came Down. The first one we're going to sing is 495. And as I looked at that this morning, I thought, yeah, it sure did. The last couple days, those of us that got rained, it felt like heaven came down. And I know not everybody got it and maybe didn't get as much as they like. So keep on praying for that. And as long as you're praying for rain, go ahead and throw a little one in there for a little less wind. I think that'd be okay. All right, let's stand together and sing Heaven Came Down. Okay, I'm ready. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, he met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling his joy, I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my
sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and refilled my soul. Born of a spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified freely through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine! And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came, took of the offer his grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh praise his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, when at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, when at the cross I believed, riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I received. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, when at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Thank these two ladies. That was cool. All right. Greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them. That was fun. And if that doesn't fire you up, I don't know what does.
Again, we welcome each one of you to our worship service. Grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. We are adding another component back in. If you notice the order of service, we will be receiving the offering. We've since, when COVID started, oh yeah, it just adds a little extra dynamic. But since COVID began, we've used the box in the foyer, and today we are restarting. The elders figured since we had started passing the communion plates, we probably could start passing the offering plates as well. And it is an opportunity to have some extra special music. We appreciate our instrumentalists that provide the preludes as well as the offertory. And then today we also have the opportunity to hear from Owen Watson during our sharing time. So just take note of those things, but be aware that we will be passing the offering plate. This is our opportunity for prayer requests and praises. The ongoing request for Nathan Bonebright, we continue to pray for him and his recovery. Tammy's Aunt Carol has had kind of an up and down week. The last part of the week has been more down. They have discovered that in her stomach, she has a hole in her stomach that really would require surgery, but her health is not up for having surgery. So they're having to make decisions if they're going to be switching to comfort care. And so we'll be praying for her daughter as she makes those decisions with her mom. To pray for Jeannie Gortmaker. As mentioned with the wind, she was working around with the dogs, and the wind picked her up, threw her about 15 feet, and she sustained at least one broken rib, several contusions and bruises, and so we need to pray for her, both for her and Harlan. And also, as we think about Ukraine and the events going on there, today also commemorates Orthodox Easter. They celebrate the exact day that Jesus rose from the dead. We, as the Western side of the church, we celebrate the Sunday closest to Passover. And so this just is a good reminder to pray continually for Ukraine, as both they and Russia are part of the Orthodox church, and it makes it very odd with being both of them at war. But the reminder of Easter is the Prince of Peace has come, and he can have peace reign. Are there other prayer requests or praises for today? Yeah, June.
Praise that Brady is back home again safe, and of course keep praying for those who are still there working with all of the refugees and whatever they're doing. All the things they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a reminder that June and Ron's granddaughter's fiance Brady has been over there, and he has made it back safely. Pastor Jason mentioned that Holly had gone into Ukraine and has gotten back out, but for the first time over this weekend, since the hostilities started, Odessa was attacked, and so that is where the area where Holly works, and so there has been loss of life there in the civilian population. So we will pray for those that are working with the refugees and trying to get supplies in. Other requests? Oh, Heidi.
We have at least two FFA groups that are over in Brookings today, and they'll be competing for the next couple days. So pray for the kids, at least for Miller and Sunshine. I don't know if there's any other kids who are left.
I think we got Woolsey. I see Andrew here. So this is my son. I warned him that the blue coats were coming at SDSU, but it's nice to have it back at SDSU. Last year they were out in Rapid, if I remember right. So FFA is the state convention is this week, and there'll be much activity, and pray for them, especially in their travels. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, Ernie. And that is a good reminder with the wind down where my father-in-law's from. They had three towns that needed to evacuate in the rural areas because of fires. So we are appreciative of the rain and the moisture, but it's still very dry, and the wind does not help our first responders, as well as those out west are dealing with a blizzard. So that is significant as they work with their cattle and try to watch over their livestock. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into our time this morning, we thank you that we can gather, that we have the freedom that has been purchased from many generations of those that have served, those that took a stand, and we are reaping the benefits of what they and some have paid the ultimate sacrifice for. And Father, we sometimes take that for granted, and then we look around the world, and sometimes we can become overwhelmed by the events of this world, and it would be easy to stick our head in the sand because there's not much that we can do. But the greatest thing and the most powerful weapon we have is through prayer. And that is what we pray for our world, specifically the area of Ukraine with Russia, the surrounding nations, that many of them today are celebrating Easter. And it is a stark reminder that as Christians, the war that we are in is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers of this dark world. And we see that evidenced in our own hearts, but also on our TVs and in the news that we receive from Ukraine. We pray for peace to break out, and at this point it looks like that would have to be something miraculous, and that you are still in the business of doing miracles. We pray for those that are working with the refugees in the different countries, for the supplies to make it to them, for those that are going back into Ukraine to help with the civilian population. We pray for their safety. Pray as the church has been mobilized for several years in helping refugees, that they would not grow weary in well-doing. And that is easy to do when it is their own country that's being attacked. And Father, we pray that you would change the heart of the Russian leader, for that he would see whatever his desires are and the destruction it's causing would have a change of heart. And that is what we ask. Father, we lift up the requests of our own area. We are grateful for the rain. Our state and multiple states around us are desperately in need of moisture, and so we want to pause and thank you for what you have sent our way. We pray for those that have to be out with the wind. You know our desire. We would like the wind to calm down a bit, and you are capable of doing that. Especially think of those that first responders that have to deal with fires that get started, especially natural ones with the lightning of this last weekend. For the states, think of Nebraska and Colorado, Arizona, that are dealing with the wildfires. Watch over and protect those firefighters and first responders as they try to save dwellings and save communities. Father, we lift up Nathan Bonebright to you and his continued healing. Thankful for some of the ways that you have worked in his life, as his short-term memory is getting a bit better, his long-term memory is coming back. Help him as he continues to gain strength and is able to set aside the walker and to start being able to walk on his own. Father, we pray that you would give him patience with this process. Be with Brian and Deb. Grateful that they have been able to be there and walk through this journey with their son. Father, we pray for Jeannie Gortmaker, that you would heal, provide comfort, be with Harlan as her helpmate, watch over their health and livelihood, and we just pray that you would raise Jeannie back up soon, that you would heal her completely. Father, we pray for Tammy's Aunt Carol and the decisions that her daughter needs to make, that you would give her wisdom. Father, she has been a faithful servant of yours, and we know that you're in control. It is our, as a family, to desire that she would go home to be with you, and that no longer need to suffer, but that's in your hands. Be with the medical staff, especially be with the family through this time. Pray for those that will be participating in FFA in Brookings for the safe travel, is trying to get, especially those West River, trying to get in to the competition. Pray for the days ahead, that you would especially help those students that know you as their Savior to be salt and light among the other competitors. May they compete not just for a prize, but for your honor and glory. And we thank you for this opportunity they have to test their knowledge, but also to interact with one another. And may the time they spend together be not just beneficial as the small groups, but as the larger group of FFA. Father, we are grateful for the missionaries that we support. We pray for the Romanos, that you would help them as they get ready to begin their summer ministries with the tent ministry, as they transition from places they've been living Watch over all that transition. Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity as we receive the offering of your people to see those monies be used for your honor and glory in our community around the world. So we ask that you would bless those that give and that you would bless this offering. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning. This morning I'm going to sing a song that I prepared for a high school music contest in Aberdeen about 2 months ago. It's an arrangement of His Eyes on the Sparrow. I really enjoyed working on it, so I hope you enjoy listening to it. and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender words I hear, and resting on His promise, I lose my doubt and fear. Watches me, and I know He watches me. He watches me, and I know He watches me. He watches me.
Thank you for that, Owen. That was quite a treat. I don't know if anybody else had some goosebumps in there, but that was good. And thank you, Mr. Waller, for the accompaniment. Always enjoy hearing you play I can't find the word that I want, but I'm going to call it the jazz that you bring to it. It's always a treat to have something new and or something that we don't normally get to hear. And that's why we call it a special time or special sharing or special music or whatever you want to put in there. But no, we're glad that we got to enjoy that. I invite you to stand and worship with us here a little this morning.
Rescued my
Reminder shortly after Easter. I just missed the list on Easter, but that's still close enough. We can celebrate a Redeemer that is alive and that He saves us and He rescues us from this world. Seated for this last song. It's one we introduced back at Thanksgiving, and it, well, I think it turned out that it's appropriate to come out for this week, as we do have some rain to be thankful for. I know some places are dealing with heavy snow, and we're all dealing with some high winds, but we can thank the Lord for the rain and also for his protection through everything else and getting us here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. the song of praise with an outstretched arm. I'll bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for your love for us, for the blessings that you give to us each day. We thank you for your provision for our material needs, for our financial needs, our health. Most of all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, for the redemption that we have, the forgiveness of our sins, the hope of eternal life, the confidence that we have of knowing that you are sovereign, that you oversee everything that happens every day, whether it's things that we understand or not. We know that we will be with you forever in eternity. And so we do thank you, Lord. We thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.